Listening to the news can be overwhelming at times. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Heather Hauser, associate professor of English at the University of Texas at Austin, explores how art can help bring renewal to our senses.
Scanning social media or news feeds, you've probably experienced infowhelm. This isn't simply information overload. It includes a cocktail of emotions brought on by a deluge of data that's often contested by those in power and whose stakes are enormous. I first took note of infowhelm in the context of environmental crises like climate change. Daily life as a media consumer is now suffused with statistics on everything from carbon dioxide emissions to the health effects of air pollution on people of color. Currently, in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, abundant, contested, and urgent data are more prevalent than ever. What does art have to do with this experience of infowhelm? Studying environmental literature and visual art from the 21st century, I've discovered that artists don't just document the experience of data abundance. They turn it into a resource for bringing the arts and sciences together to produce knowledge. When addressing issues like climate crisis, it's been customary to turn to the natural sciences and to seek out technological solutions. The art of the infowhelm instead incorporates scientific information to propose that complex crises require what I call entangled epistemologies. These are ways of knowing that mingle scientific data and explanations with those rooted in the body and emotion and in states of ambiguity, speculation, and uncertainty. Integrating such varied ways of knowing, the arts go beyond communicating stories about crises. They instead overhaul perception, feeling, and thought, the crucial foundations for social and environmental renewal.
That was Heather Hauser of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.